Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Second Amendment action by the SCOTUS, expected soon. According to Tom Fitton, quote, most expect the court to expand Second Amendment protections, end quote, thank God. And let's pray that will indeed be what happens. Meanwhile, five gophers voted with all House Democrats to pass a national red flag law. In a 6-3 decision, the court ruled to allow Pennsylvania elections to count undated ballots. What are rules for? Even Alito reasoned the injunction against going forward with that in Pennsylvania was likely wrong, but he wanted to look closer at the case before ruling on it. At the very least, these ballots should be verified as coming from a legitimate voter. These are ballots that arrived on time, but the voter failed to put the date on the envelope. So at the very least, I think these ballots should be verified as coming from a legitimate voter, and then these voters should be approached to verify they actually voted. Well, in other words, someone goes to their home with the envelope, asks if the person voted, hands them a new envelope, asks them to remove the ballot, verify it as theirs, place it in a new envelope, sign and date, backdated to the date it was received or originally sent, and the date it was corrected, something like that. The sacred right to vote is that important. Have you noticed these four things? First, Biden has said nothing about the assassination attempt on Kavanaugh. And, by the way, the fellow's plan was to murder his entire family and then himself. Second, Pelosi blocked a bill to increase security for the SCOTUS justices. And when a reporter shouted a question about this decision, she shot back, quote, nobody is in danger, end quote. Oh, really? No left-wing nut went armed to Kavanaugh's home by taxi and arriving at 1 a.m. with the intent to assassinate him, murder his family, and then suicide himself. Armed, by the way, with a Glock pistol, a knife, zip ties, pepper spray, duct tape, and tools that he intended to use for the break-in. And Pelosi is refusing to acknowledge the justices are being threatened, saying nobody's in danger, and refuses to move forward with a bill intended to increase security. And third, did you notice that this follows in the wake of Schumer's angrily shouting?
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you.
And then added, if you go forward with these awful decisions, did you ask why single out Gorsuch and Kavanaugh? Why not Alito or Thomas or Barrett? Interesting. Yeah, a senator targeted two justices by name, singled them out from the rest, threatened them that if they voted in disagreement with scoomers, what did Rush call them, scummers, opinion about murdering babies in the wombs of their mothers, and now an assassination attempt has been made on one of Schumer's targets. Fourth, did you notice that witch, Liz Cheney, leading the third Trump impeachment effort, har-har, a.k.a. the J6 hearings. Did you watch her pull her shifty shift move on Trump? She read a Trump quote intending by it to implicate him for leading an insurrection, but omitting that part of the quote that, of course, totally exonerates him. And the witch of J6 did this knowingly. Fitting they should choose a witch to lead their witch trial, as they continue to use the Constitution like their personal toilet paper. Have you seen those rolls with the faces of Biden or Pelosi printed on them? I would not be surprised if these people secretly stock toilet tissue with the Constitution printed on it. Yes, they hate America that much. Yes, they hate the Constitution that much. And they especially hate our Bill of Rights. And the patriots, by the way, who stand in the way of their effort to destroy this republic under God. Every day, they trample the rights of Americans. And their phony J6 charade is actually a portrait. See it. Examine it. Pelosi, Schumer, Witch Liz, their visage grim with an ironic sneer, and their jack boots pressing on the neck of Uncle Sam, the people, who dared to exercise their right to redress their grievance by protesting a stolen election. But don't get them wrong. Witch Liz, Pelosi, Schumer, et al., they're not against destroying public or private property. That's not a problem. They're not against attacking police officers or murdering innocent citizens, throwing Molotov cocktails into patrol cars, you know, while they watch approvingly, sipping theirs. That is, when it's their own stormtroopers, BLM Antifa thugs, wrecking and destroying with the nonchalance of mayhem. That's okay, because they are exercising their freedom to protest. But let patriots express their opinions publicly in a truly, mostly peaceful protest. They harass and round up Trump supporters for political persecution without bothering to differentiate between those in that protest who were genuine patriots peacefully protesting, robbing from them their proper rights under the pretense that they are acting as terrorists. Huh. While the Antifa, some BLM people were involved in this. Some CIA operatives were involved. Who knows how many FBI plants were in there agitating for violence. When Cruz asked the executive assistant director of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division of National Security, Jill Sanborn, quote, how many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th? She said, quote, I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods, end quote. That was her prepared response. Cruz pressed. Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no, end quote. She responded, I can't answer that, end quote. She should be held in contempt of Congress and fired. The people really do have a right to know that information. But we all know she did answer. There were FBI agents present in the J6 event intentionally agitating the crowd into a mob. And when Cruz asked, quote, did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th, end quote. And this public servant of the deep state said, I can't answer that. She answered that. And she answered it tacitly, yes. Cruz pressed her for information about Ray Epps, seen in videos encouraging people to enter the Capitol, whose face was on the FBI's most wanted poster, identified as suspect number 16. Who, suddenly and without explanation, disappeared from that list. And Jill, the Ray-appointed executive assistant director of the Counterterrorism Division of National Security, balked. Cruz asked, who is Ray Epps? She became agitated and said, I am aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him. Awkward fumbling of words and phrasing like this indicates lines going down. Who is Ray Epps? Something that should appear on cups and t-shirts and memes, on banners dragged across the sky behind bi-winged airplanes, something that should scroll across TV crawls, the Chirons, they're called, on billboards and scratched out in graffiti on every public building. Well, whoa, slow down, that's going too far. But you get my point. Indeed, who is Ray Epps? It is truly a major mystery since, A, we have video of the guy agitating protesters into a mob. B, he was number 16 on the FBI's J6 Most Wanted Suspects poster for at least a few weeks there. C, someone can be heard in the crowd outing him as an FBI plant. D, he suddenly disappeared from the wanted list awkwardly. You know, so it reads numbers 1 through 15, skips over 16 and begins at 17 and continues. And E, the executive director of the division responsible for maintaining this list, overseeing the management of processing the suspects, responsible for the incarceration of hundreds of peaceful J6 protesters accused of trying to influence the deliberations of the Congress, which, by the way, is within the rights of the American people. Am I right about that? protesting a Supreme Court justice, on the other hand, at his home, threatening violence to influence a decision of the court, which is, as a matter of fact, expressly forbidden by law. We can protest and voice our objections to the actions of Congress, but in any event, that side sure did support and understand the protestations of the American people who want to support the right of a woman to murder her baby in the womb, with Schumer literally targeting by name Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and threatening serious reprisals against them. And this while a nefarious leftist Twitter user, he's calling on his fellow lefties to contemplate killing justices as something justified to protect a mother's right to feed their unborn babies to Moloch. Of course, he wouldn't put it that way, but that's the way it is. Calling to mind the plaintive cries of Jeremiah, mourning the practice of some of the wicked women of Judah in his day who would, quote, eat their fruit and children of a span long, end quote. A friend of spans about 9 inches distance from thumb to baby finger when extended. The average spread. The average length of a full-term baby is about 19 to 20 inches. World's smallest premature baby to survive was 9 inches, interestingly. She weighed in at about the weight of an apple. You know, like an apple some wicked woman in Judah would eat. The fetus is about 9 inches at between 18 and 19 weeks. The prophet Jeremiah called them children and referred to himself, by the way, in the womb in chapter 1 as a child at conception. Jeremiah wailed in lament. The women boiled or sawed the flesh of their own sons and daughters. Don't tell me this is far-fetched. I saw the posters carried by pro-aborts responding to the now infamous leaked court draft that read, fetus equal good snack. Our public schools are creating heartless monsters with seared conscience and perverted sensibilities. But back to the question, who is Ray Epps? Perhaps a better question, deserving of, well, even more exposure, is how is it possible the executive director over counterterrorism division of national security would not know anything more about Ray Epps beyond name recognition? But he was there agitating the protesters into mob behavior, and that failing, calling on them to enter the Capitol with some sort of collusion in play, it seems to me, since about that time Capitol Police come forward and are seen waving in and welcoming protesters into the Capitol. Come on in. And we have video proving the fact that most of these people were peacefully protesting, and proof that the few who did engage in unlawful behavior were connected with the agitation of some Antifa thug or perpetrated by such, and or some corrupt FBI plants. When will we have enough of this and demand the vote be returned to the people so the people can lawfully and in a decent and orderly manner get rid of these usurpers who have taken this nation under God and the spirit of his Christ into service to their God, Satan, and the spirit of Antichrist? So do you hear the screaming silence of Biden saying, effectively, this, it's okay to kill a justice. Try again. Do you hear the screaming threats of Schumer tacitly calling? Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about dog whistling. I understand now. When I first heard that, I thought these people are lunatics. But that's what they do. These people use a technique of dog whistle, sending cues to trigger certain behaviors that further their agenda. And while there are a great many things these belly-serving evil beasts are trying to do with their J6 effort to take scalpels of lies and distortions to dissect freedom and justice in its infancy and sacrifice it to their gods and feed themselves, sate their foul appetite for power to oppress, to glut to the fill their gut with the souls of men, it's not enough for these fiends to feast on your flesh, to control your body, to own you like slaves. No, they must make merchandise of your soul. A little Bible lingo there. Orwell warned us. They will not be content that you surrender to their demand. You confess 2 + 2 = 5. You've got to believe it to be true because they said it was true. It will never be enough that you comply with their demands to use the pronouns demanded. They will not be sated till you bend and twist your mind beyond anything you could recognize, beyond compliance. You've got to believe in their gender fluidity. And it's not enough that you wear your mask, so long as underneath that mask you curse them for their oppression. They will have you masked and like it, poor and like it. They will never be content to own only your body. they will not rest until they own your soul. And whosoever's soul they cannot own, well, they'll destroy the body that carries it. But that's the most they can do. Let's wrap the first segment. How many of you know that while it's true this J6 charade is a diversion from how badly Biden is doing, don't be fooled, it's a whole lot more than that. It is part of what Biden and his crooked fiends are doing. They're destroying America, and America sees it, and it goes back farther when they were stirring us all up over 9/11, remember? And used the terror of terrorism to terrorize us into subjecting ourselves into a lull of good sense. And we let them put all these Patriot Act measures into place with promises those provisions would never be used on Americans. Well, right now, they are in the process of opening, if you're paying attention, transitioning all of those measures into use to control their trumped up fears about domestic terrorism. There's no concern about terrorism now. It's all about domestic terrorism. And they're trying their best to establish in the minds of the people the general idea that it's white Christian conservatives. They are the greatest threat to this country. Well, 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 I'll tell you this. Christian conservatives of every skin tone are in fact a serious threat to their agenda. Truth. And in fact, the only thing that remains in their way to total dominion. So, hey, Christian warriors who war in the spirit and not against flesh and blood, you come to the lighthouse and get the training needed in spiritual warfare to take down the satanic strongholds, keeping the vote of the American people hostage to Satan's control.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising.
I'll be right back.
Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Responding to the recent assassination attempt on Kavanaugh, a faithful listener to the Brain Massage Show called in this interesting comment. Insight from listener Larry Keast. When Booth shot Lincoln, he knew that Lincoln's vice president, Andrew Jackson, was a Democrat and hoped by killing Lincoln, he would get policies changed favorable to the southern states and against the interests of black Americans. Lincoln had, as I'm sure you know, put troops in the South to make sure the blacks were not treated badly or wronged by their southern slavers. And, by the way, not even most of the South practiced slavery by the time the so-called Civil War was fought. Lincoln had other policies that he planned would help the blacks integrate into freedom. When the would-be assassin Rosk drove from California to Washington lately, Washington, D.C., he knew that if he killed Kavanaugh, the balance of the court would be changed in favor of the baby killers. The first event, the assassination of Lincoln, had a major impact on history because, indeed, the Democrat got into the White House and derailed Lincoln's efforts to facilitate a safe and secure and smooth passage for the slaves into freedom. If Rosk had succeeded, Biden would appoint a replacement. The spineless Republicans would have gone along with it, and any hope would be gone that the egregious spilling of innocent blood through legalized abortion would ever stop. I think the Democrats and their leadership are actually that corrupt. I mean, so corrupt, they would attempt to Nortonize their agitated, murderous followers into just these sorts of actions. Remember the last episode of Agatha Christie's Poirot? Poirot. How Stephen Norton was cleverly, subtly manipulating one after another of the characters in that episode to commit murders on his behalf for his entertainment. I think the devils controlling the upper levels of the Democrat Party, along with their devil-inspired deep state operatives, are adept at the, we'll call it the Norton suggestion formula. Poirot's solution is not the answer, for such vengeance belongs to God, and I think we are best served if we leave that to him. But I am convinced now, after looking at this deeply for a few years, I am convinced these people are attempting to draw the conservatives into illegal actions that will justify declaring martial law and escalating the civil turmoil until it gets out of control. So they must call in the CCP and the RAF to police our broken republic. And RAF, by the way, refers to the Russian Armed Forces. I assume you know the CCP or the Chinese Communist Party. From the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon, I picked this up. Academic researcher and author Nyquist has conducted a bombshell interview with Mr. Wang from Lewd Media, the same group that acquired a secret audio recording from high-level CCP PLA military leaders in southern China that reveals China and Russia are teaming up to eliminate the United States and occupy North America, end quote. Now, Mr. Wang, who's that? Wang Dinggang Lewd is his full name. He founded a Chinese media group called Lewd Media. And, you know, with the pervasive presence of CCP everywhere, protecting CCP from exposure to the general public through media, it is surprising Mr. Lewd, or as he is called here, Mr. Wang, is able to function. I understand from here, and I've got the footnote reference, that Mr. Lewd is noted to be a whistleblower and desires to get the truth about CCP actions into the world. Now, here's the mission statement from Lewd Media. Quote, these channels aim to create an independent news platform that can disseminate the truth about the CCP. In addition, Lewd's channels fully implemented the concept of truthfulness in media, which has made more people believe and participate in the whistleblowers movement to comprehensive the aim of making China be a freedom, liberty, and rule of law country. And quote, and I just read it as translated from Chinese. Okay, let's take it from here. Perhaps Mr. Lewd does not identify his country of operation for obvious reasons. So Lewd gets a copy of this conversation between CCP military leaders on the topic of plans to coordinate with Russia an attack against America. I'm going to read some of this to you. Quote, from the summary of that interview, China and Russia will launch a full-scale war against the United States. The Russian and Chinese fleets will be united, not in the same ocean, but by attacking the same continent, North America. The Russians will attack through the Arctic, the Chinese through the Pacific, end quote. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at this. We have known for some time that CCP is gearing up for war with the United States. Now, allegedly, a 56-minute recording of CCP military discussing plans to attack the United States comes into the possession of Lewd Media. And here is what was reported from that interview that took place between Nyquist and Wang, or Mr. Lewd. The takeaways from this interview. Wang reveals, one, the CCP is financing Russia's war with Ukraine. We know that India is buying heavily into Russian oil, rebranding it, and then selling it to European countries who are pretending to boycott Russia with regard to the issue of Ukraine. And then number two, Russia's best forces are not being used in Ukraine. Their best or first-string forces are deployed in the Far East, being prepared for action against the U.S. This invasion is coming in from the north, that is from Alaska and Canada. Ukraine is losing to Russia. Now, I've told you that Biden is not serious about helping Ukraine. I wish folks would listen. Number four, CCP used the lockdowns to mask deployment of mobile ICBMs and other weapons. The clearing of streets has been covered by efforts to control the spread of the virus, and equipment has been deployed and placed hidden in the disguise of being COVID convoys. Number five, Lewd Media reports that CCP will attempt to use nuclear blackmail and threats of unrestricted warfare, which is a reference to chemical warfare, by the way, you know, viruses, all that, to collapse the United States into their control and have America just literally dropped into their power by our weak and feckless political elites, while at the same time forcing Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea to succumb to their power. And then number six, if that does not work, if the U.S. resists, and if the U.S. interferes with their moves on Taiwan and so on, well, CCP and RAF, Russia, will combine forces and attack the United States. Number seven, the Russians will attack from the north through the Arctic. The CCP will attack from the Pacific or from the west. However, number eight, there are some other confounders that we need to be aware of. the freedom movement in China is strong and gaining strength among the people. Lewd media is part of this, and they have many contacts with these people operating under the radar to bring down the Communist Party in China, or the CCP. The CCP has declared war against the West, while the anti-communists within China have declared war, or declared a people's war against the CCP. The leaders of this resistance want our leaders here, the ones they can trust. They want us to know that we must warn Americans about the China-Russia alliance, that there can be no negotiating with Moscow and or Beijing, that we must not abandon our allies in Asia, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea. Now, if what I say next provokes anyone to think I'm crowing, I guess it's okay. I learned years ago, such people truly a little, Satan's little pests, you know, appointed to Harris. And anyone who listens to those sorts of people, they don't need to concern themselves with me. I honestly do not care what any of those people think about me or what anybody thinks about my motives. The fact is, back even before 9/11, I was predicting all of this. The prediction was not presented as some kind of prophecy, but I preached a set of messages out of Jeremiah calling on American Christians to wake up, because if we continued down the path we were on, it would lead to divine judgment expressed upon this country from the north, that it would come down on us by the hand of China and Russia, that they would collude together with Iran, that these three ribs in the mouth of the bear would rise to raven the earth, and that the only power present to stop them would be a holy church. And I'm not talking about that profane, blasphemous Roman Catholic institution astride the scarlet beast of Revelation 17 and called in Revelation 13 the whore of Babylon. I'm referring here to the many deluded by that system who are called by the Spirit of God to come out of her, my people. So there are some of his there, and he's calling them out. But the paganized quasi-Christian system itself, under the Dagon-worshipping cobra-staging pope, with that chalice filled with the blood of martyrs and lips red with the blood of infants and hearts stained with the corrupt lust of the pedophile and fornication, read Revelation 17 and listen. I'm talking about Christ's true church, the pillar and ground of the truth, to which is given the keys of the kingdom, the power of the Spirit of Christ, the only power on earth that can withstand and put down this present flood of the enemy of Christ, the spirit of Antichrist. So come to the lighthouse this Sunday. Let's stand against these wiles of Satan and assault his strongholds in America. Come stand with Christ and his truth against the devil and his lies. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Every day, we see proof of the wisdom of our founders. We've acknowledged the right of unbelievers to make their own choice for or against Christ. But see how they're not content that we should make room for their rebellion? Daily, they attempt to force us to join them in it. They would force us to teach our children the life-threatening lifestyle of the Sodomites. They force us to fund the atrocity of baby murder. We have acknowledged it's their choice to receive or rebel against Christ, but they have used that freedom to take away our liberties. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com.